Slaven, well done. Yeah. The first clean sheet of the season as well, that must be very pleasing.
Yes. Put all together, also the ground, also the form that our opponent is in. I mean, consider everything, this is maybe the best. This is the best performance that we had so far. We were straight from the start. We were on the front foot. They didn't have a sniff, to be fair. Apart in the last second of the first half when our two players slipped and all that. But we were a bit nervous. We were getting in great situation from the start till the end of the first half, but we were rushing it. I told the guys, give another, every ball doesn't have to go forward. It can go inside to go forward, but we were rushing things. We continued like that. We created something. Charlie had a great strike, saved. But you need, we were pressing and everything, but you need in those derby games, sometimes you need, most of the times you need one moment of individual class, brilliance or whatever, or mistake. You know, when we had that with Nathan's goal, and after that, it's still dangerous result, long time to go, but we were like pure class afterwards. And when we scored the second one, it was like not game over, because they can always come back, but it was basically, we managed the game really professionally. So all starting 11 plus the guys who came from the bench, they've done everything we asked them for. And so it's, to be fair, I'm really, really, really pleased. Of course, we can improve in every department, still early days, but I can only comment these 90 minutes, and I have to say that the lads done excellent today. They had nothing, and as I said, they are the team who won deservedly for last game. They scored so many goals, they could have scored more goals, they have everything, and today they were second best. And that is not because they are bad, that is because we were very, very, very good.
And the goals continue to be shared around. That's two more different goal scorers again this season today.
That's always good, you know. Although you want your strikers to score goals at the end of the day, and they will. And they will, they have to score... they have to score, they have to continue to work hard, which they do, and it's going to open. Don't forget, they're also part of the team that is winning, not winning 1-0 from a set piece. They're also creating chances for the others. They are getting into chances, which is the most important. It's going to open. You have to do your job and to believe and to keep working hard and stay humble.
And now a big game to come on Tuesday at Leeds, Slaven. Yeah,
enjoy it today. We're going to talk about it tomorrow. Come on, don't ask me about Leeds now. Yeah, I mean, there's no stopping. You know, it's good to be confident and everything. Yeah. It's great to be confident, but knowing what you have to do to maintain and improve and to maintain this wonderful atmosphere that we are, that, and to please our fans, of course. To maintain it, there's no yesterday, there's only today and tomorrow, and that's part of my job and my staff's job to remind those young guys on that, but also to enjoy. Yeah.
Slaven, right. How impressed have you been with Nathan's development so far this season?
He's from the start like that. I remember the guys asked us, there was a live game against Forest in our first game, and they asked the same. Although he lost a few balls after he scored the goal, so he's young and he can get carried away, but it wasn't costly for us. But Nathan's mentality, it reminds me of Declan Rice. He's only 18 on paper, but his head is, his mind is, I don't know, is it 25 or 27, but he's not a kid. He's kid in a positive way, that he's not afraid to play left back. He's not afraid to take the ball there and have a strike from 25 yards. And that's the good thing about being young, you know, because he's thinking positively. And I have no doubt that it's our job to keep him humble and all that, and his family. And then there's no doubt that he has an extremely bright future and great career in front of him.
It's incredible that he's keeping Kieran out of the side, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, funny enough, he started as a right back, and he's more right back than a left back. But then we lost both of our fullbacks, Kieran and Connor, for 5 weeks at the same time.
Yeah.
And it was, so somebody had to step in, and you don't... normally you are happy if you have two fullbacks, left backs. I mean, it was, but he stepped in and he done the job. And funny enough, it sounds not logical, but he's giving us a good balance. You know, with that shape that we sometimes take when he's playing a left back and we push Darnell up.